KF8BOT. W8FU. Olaf. Kind of noisy. Couldn't quite make out who it was.
It was I. Is this any better?
Roger Dodger, what's up, Greggy Poo? Where are you off to?
Heading back home, just went to the Culver's and got a yummy Buster Burger. My first transmission, my antenna was folded down and I was behind the big Kroger. So I fixed both of those issues.
Alright, still a little crackly, a little noisy, but fine. I wish I would have got out here a little earlier. I'm going to get something, some breakfast or something. I kind of know where I'm going if I don't see something between here and there. But I would have seen if you were up for breakfast.
Yeah, I just missed you on that. I didn't really call out to anybody, though. I just got hungry and threw some clothes on and went.
That's like me. I went into the fridge, and I was going to just make some eggs up and some taters, and I didn't have any. I wanted to chop up some fresh taters. I didn't have any, so I would have to ran out for that. Then I looked at the eggs, and the eggs were, like, way, way past their date. Like December. So long has been since I've done eggs. So I said, yeah, I just got to go shopping for all that. So I might do that later for another time, but I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go grab some breakfast. I don't care. Boy, I wish this place was open. I'm passing a place called Parthenon Coney Island. It was right here by my house, and man, I love that place. But they closed down, I think COVID knocked them out. They never came back.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, it sounds good. I think there was, there might have been one or two of those. It sounds familiar for some reason, but, yeah, sometimes some of those couldn't make it through that.
Well, I have a theory that's not popular, you know, because everybody wants to blame that, but I have a feeling that if you were on the edge, barely holding on, COVID took you out. But if you were healthy, you made it through and came out the other side doing well. So I don't think COVID itself, you know, COVID just kind of like, I think, weeded out the, you know, the wheat from the chaff, I think.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. And then also I noticed that some restaurants and bars and everything like that if you adapted, a lot of them jumped on adapting to stepping out there, carry out, and delivery. Some places you're putting up little pods so they could actually have people, you know, if you jumped on that real quick, you could keep it going a little bit better. Those that did nothing and were really strong, they made it through anyway, and those that did nothing and weren't strong, well, they're not here.
Yeah, the little place we go to on Saturdays, they stayed open through the whole thing, basically flipping a big bird to the mandates, and boy, they got a faithful following coming out of it. You know, I don't necessarily recommend that. They basically said, oh, no, we're carry-out only, but, you know, most of these people in here, they're just waiting on their carry-outs. And, oh, yeah, they got something while they were waiting. So he just kind of played this wink-wink kind of thing. Hey, there's the tellway. I could go in there and get some tellway.
Oh, that's a little sneaky way around things. So, well, I'm sure word of mouth got around and people knew where they could go and eat, so good for them. Tellway, wow, I haven't been there in decades.
Oh, I think if I were just a little bit less feeling breakfast, I think I'd go there. Just not really ready for Tellway Fair at this point. Anyhow, I'm on this little stretch on 11-mile road heading into Royal Oak. I'm either going to go to Leo's in Royal Oak. Royal Oak's got free parking on Sunday. I'll either go there and go to Leo's or, but there's a couple of restaurants between here and there that I have not been to. Every time I go by them, I say, I should go there sometime. So I'm almost to the spot where those restaurants are, and I'll take a gander, and if I feel like it, maybe I'll try one of these new ones. That's the best way, I think.
Hey, sounds like the perfect time, since you got nothing going, just, check them out, then you'll know.
Yuppers. Yuppers will do. Anywho, we had the set yesterday on the 147.2. I'm hearing it went pretty well. I don't know if you listened in on any of that or played around with any of that, but that went pretty good. I'm just hoping that, you know, I got a couple little odds and ends. I want to do that thing and then just wash my hands of it and let them take it over. But it's working pretty good. I just got to get rid of that crackly. Have you played on that a little bit? You can probably make that pretty well from your house. You'll probably pick, you know, you'll probably be either into Richmond or Mount Clemens, depending on where you're at. But if you're in Mount Clemens, there seems to be a crackling. Where you're at seems to be just about the point where you're into it fine, but the crackle kind of like competes with you. Have you noticed any of that? Have you played on that one at all?
Just at one time, I programmed my home radio to have that at this frequency in there, and then looked at the voter, and I was coming in on Richmond, which surprised me. Full quieting, no problem. But I really haven't gone much there since. And I did hear them talking yesterday with whatever they were doing, driving around, taking pictures. I really don't know what that was all about. But I heard it, and everything seemed to be going pretty good.
Yeah, they do this simulated emergency test. They you know, somebody crafts a scenario. And generally, it's whoever the AUXCOM coordinator is. I think, I could be a little wrong on the whole lay of the land on this, but somebody crafts a scenario, and then they try not to tell them too much, and then they pass that down, and then the morning of the test, they say, okay, this is what's happened, this happened, blah blah blah, you know, deal with it, and so they got to figure out how to deploy, they just heard that, the tornado hit at, this location. So, and it's gone. And so they'll call somebody and say, can we have you go to this particular location and take pictures? And they got this app that'll take pictures and it'll time stamp it and all that stuff. And they send those back to net control. And then they might send somebody here or there. And, just utilize all the all different kinds of communication, wind link, and, you know, and try to test the repeater system. And so, you know, they this time around, you know, I wasn't listening closely to it because I was tied up in the morning with stuff, but I heard a little bit of a hot wash afterwards to kind of evaluate, and that sounded like they had, like, the primary frequency, and then they went to this one for, like, operations. And Wally was kind of, like, deploying people in the field on this one, while the main event stayed on the 7.2, so, you know, so they got that kind of, like, figured out if that would work for them, and then, so just all that, and then if something ever really does happen, they've done these things, you know, oh, yeah, you know, like we did, you know, before, so that's, I think, the point. So it's pretty cool. You can check in from home and just say, you know, what can I do, you know, and you know, you just let them know if you're deployable, quote-unquote.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for that explanation, because I really had no clue at all, and I was speculating and trying to figure it out, and I really couldn't. So that helps a lot. And I heard rumblings of it as it was upcoming, but not much, and I didn't really pay attention or ask around. Maybe next time I can do that, because I wouldn't mind, you know, either home or driving around. Heck, you know me, I'll drive around and use my radio, take pictures or whatever. It sounds interesting, so very cool. And then utilizing different networks and all that. I like it. And yeah, like you said, you've done it before kind of thing comes in handy. So both people coordinating it and people acting out in the field.
Yeah, I think it'd be right up your alley. I don't know if it's ARPSC Discord, but you know, you can kind of hop in there and kind of watch what's going on and read up and whatnot. And, you know, and just maybe kind of put your name in the hat, say I'm available for, you know, for these exercises. Give me an assignment or two. I did one. I did one of the, right by one. And, pictures for damage assessment. So I did spot, you know, of course everything was fine, but I ad-libbed a little bit, and I said, you know, oh, they won't let me get near the, you know, the actual, you know, I kind of thought, what would happen if the tornado actually did hit right at 12 mile in common? You know, I wouldn't be able to get anywhere near it, right? But, so I took pictures from the distance I figured I'd be able to take a picture from and said, you know, this is as close as I could get, you know, and this is what I see, and, you know, so it was kind of fun, and, yeah, it did take a lot of my time, just little bopping around and all that stuff, so it's kind of cool.
All right, very cool. Yeah, I did join the Discord just recently, a few days ago. I'll have to poke around in there and read up on some of the history and upcoming and stuff like that. So maybe there's something small I can dabble in a little bit. Just nothing I want to dive into head first, but to partake is always good. That last transmission of yours in the middle went to Alhack and then came back, so I don't know if you went underground or what, but you came back nicely.
Yeah, I was. I'm in downtown Royal Oak. Things are a little funky here, and I'm gonna go into the parking structure, I think. So I gotta swap over from the big antenna here to the quarter wave, so I don't wackety 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 whack.
Yeah, that's no fun for you or the antenna. So. All right, well, I'm going to let you go get parked and get fed, and probably chat with you later on. Okay, GSX.
Oh, there was a spot on the street, and somebody just grabbed it on me. You bastard. Ugh.
That's my experience every time I go to Royal Oak.
So here's another one right here, but I'll have to go, I have to get across Main Street, turn around on the street I'm on, and then I'll be able to get to it, but by that time, you never know, you know, how many people, there's a person walking, so why don't you let us all go by? Ah, that's not a parking spot. God darn it. I'm not having a good time here.
Ah, back to plan A, the deck.
Yeah, that's probably my best bet. I think I'm going to, I mean, Royal Oak's cool. You can park anywhere and walk, but it's kind of cold and rainy, so I don't know if I necessarily want to park, you know, a mile away, but a block or two might not be bad. But maybe that's, you're right, probably the best bet. Just switch over to my quarter wave and hit the shelter.
Yeah, it's rainy, drizzly here, and 53 degrees, the car says, and a little breezy, so not a fun day to be walking around.
Now, Royal Oak's always a lot more fun when it's like, you know, 70, 80 degrees morning. See all the joggers in their yoga pants, and the girls too.
Nice recovery.
Yeah, but thinking of dudes in yoga pants, yeah. I think even if you're so inclined, I think that would be a turnoff.
Yeah,
I just think dudes in yoga pants, yeah. No, do not pass go. Stop. So it says the clearance is 8'2". I wonder if I can get in here without whackety, whackety, whack. So, what's going on here? Oh, was there another spot if I'd have just waited a hot minute? 8'2". No, there wasn't. All right. I don't know what's up with this joker, but I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge here. All right. I'm going to jump out and switch my antenna. I will be out, because I'll be parking directly after that. Catch you a little later. TV8BSI from W8FU.
All right, enjoy breakfast. I am pulling in my driveway, TV8BSI.
Okay, just a quick check. Is this little quarter wave still working? I copy you, W8RCY. Okie dokie, yes it is. Well, that parking structure is private, and they want to charge me, even on a Sunday, so to heck with that. All the parking's free in Royal Oak on Sunday. So let's see. We've got to find a place out here on the street. Go to the municipal parking lot. Seems like I'm way overthinking this.
Sean!
There he is. I'm over here on Washington. I never noticed that back in only. Is that new?
No. I missed the thing that you were asking about new. I got everything else, but I missed that part.
Yeah, they're saying back-in only on the parking. Is that kind of a new thing? I don't remember that.
Oh, yes. That's been in place for a couple of years. It's awful. It's that way along Washington and a couple of other spots. They contracted with a company that has these cameras in the little kiosks for each spot, and take a picture of your license plate. But what nobody failed to realize was that Michigan does not have license plates on the front of the cars, so the system doesn't work unless you back in. And so it's been a big controversy in Royal Oak, and they are ending the contract with that company, and they're going to go back to a different system. But it's been a huge debacle for a couple of years now. It was a mistake, and it's anyway. Well, now you know my opinion.
Okay, I guess I just, you know, I bike a lot here, you know, within the last couple of years, and I just guess I never really paid attention. But I didn't realize it was back in only. So that makes sense why now. I was gonna say, I wonder why they're doing that. I mean, obviously the way they've drawn the lines, there's no other way to do it. It'd be kinda hard to go straight in with the direction of traffic and all that. But hey. All right, well, anyhow, I'm pulling up here at Holiday, so after yours, WAFU.
Yeah, it's been a big mess. All right, I'm going to run into the office here real quick, too, my office. Grab something before I head home. Talk to you later, K8BB. IWS Mobile.
Should I go to Ernie's?
As long as Bert's good with it.
Oh, Ernie's is closed. W8FU. About all I caught out of the last two transmissions was a PR, I think. Are you able to hit GMRS from where you're at? I'm listening. Did you try?
This is D8 Golf, India Oscar.
Phil, are you trying this one over here? Yeah, there's still something going on. I heard you say, yeah, you, and then boop, you drop, and then... Backdrop. just definitely something not working. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to switch back over to the other one. This is W8FU. Hey, Dono. What's going on, Sean? You testing something? I heard you talking to Fred. Phil was out in Livonia, and he was trying to get back on this one, and he wasn't making it. And he's in an area that you would think he'd be making it just fine, but he wasn't. So we shot over the GMRS Detroit machine and were able to communicate there. But he was having some trouble making it back. Ah, well. Anyhow, I'm just out and about, ran and grabbed some breakfast, had coffee with Don, BB, Don, and then did a little shopping in Royal Oak, and now I'm just heading home. All right. Yeah. Breakfast is yesterday. I'll have to see if I can make the breakfast next day, or maybe. Yeah, there you go. And also, if you want to do something out that way, that's fine too. Doesn't always have to be down this way. So, anywho. Boy, a little water accumulating on the road here. All right, anyhow, I am turning onto my street. So I will be able to make one more after yours, probably just the sign.
You should be able to hear me now. I just brought the link back up, and I'm on my machine.
Yes, we can. Sounding good. Go ahead, Don.
All right, yeah, I was just going to let you answer him. They also have a ham lunch every Saturday at noon in Port Huron, too, if anybody's interested. I should probably do that, or let everybody know about that, too. I think it's going to be at Cheap Charlie's now in Port Huron, if I recall right. I'll have to look. But anyway, all right, you're at home, so I just wanted to say hi and good talking to you. Hello, Phil. And this is WACPT. I'm clear.
Hello. Yeah. So I'm transmitting on .5, and I'm listening on .6 now. Yeah, I don't know what happened to the link. I was able to bring it back up again. So all is well now. I just don't know why the coverage on .6 couldn't get down to that area. Like I said, it's not just everything's wet.
Yeah, who knows? That's odd. I mean, I know that is getting out there a ways, but I've ran it pretty consistently with a quarter wave all up and down 275. You have to get almost down to IKEA, down towards I-94 before it started to become a problem. And, then a little bit on Michigan or 94 coming this way, so out around the airport. Pretty much Livonia, just about anywhere in Livonia should be fine. Unless you're behind something or in a low spot or something like that. So, yeah, I'll check it out one of these days. I've got lots of stuff all slated up. Just can only do so many projects in a day. All right, I'm going to jump out of here with the goods, get inside the house, all that good stuff, and then I'll be back in here in a little bit. This is W8FU.
Alrighty, yeah, I was on Middle Belt, so it was a lot of trees and stuff. Probably just explained it. Oh, Farmington Fire's on a run. Okay. Alright, I'll catch you later. AVP.
Texas, because it's IBS. Is the rest going to be here, or is it going to be on board of you?
Before we start, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Chicken Section ARPS CNET.
QBSWR.
QBSWR, I got down the roster. Anyone else out there?
For the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5317332 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Knox Common, Michigan, including and Sky One. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from the... This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the PMAC group, I have the following stations listed. KAJBD, KW5AF, WBATTZ, WG8AXB, ABAUMX, NA8OBU, and KB8SWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the match, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Can you see me wide up? That's in there, Ron. Next section, please. Are there any relays? KAJDD, KEADON, can you place a general net call, please?
This is KAJDD, will do, will do. This is KAJDD, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Again, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. If you wish to check in, please call now, please call now. This is KAJDD. Nothing
hurt. All right, then we'll start with the nine that we have on the roster, and we'll see what, where this leads us. Let's see here. In case you haven't heard it, we had an exercise yesterday. I'm sure you all did. And in fact, I know many of you were able to participate in it. Those of you that weren't, you had all the good reasons that you couldn't, and that's okay. We did have, it looked like every district participated. I'm only going off the top of my head because I just got this morning the 213 reports, and I'm trying to collect, I have to assimilate that information into the scoring sheet. So I don't have any stats to give you, but I do know that all the districts participated, and District 7 had light participation. There were Roscommon and Grand Travis which participated. The rest of the counties, they needed a break after the ice storm, and that's okay, too. It was generally well-received. If you guys did get to participate, and you didn't tell anybody about it yet in the hot walk yesterday, or any of you, if you want to tell us again, please share in your comments today when we get to your call. Let's see here. Tomorrow, I'm going to get on the road and I'm going to head over to Grand Rapids. The Homeland Security Conference is taking place over there, but the reason I'm going is that I'm ahead of the study. I'm in St. Joseph County. I guess from Brett, I heard that counties from District 5 participated. But we remain hopeful that maybe some of the other counties were able to do something. So that seems to be it from here. Max, we'll turn it back to DON Net Control from WD8AXB. Over. All right, WD8AXB, KEA. Seen that. Well, thank you for all of that report, and I do hope you have... Yeah, District 5 did have good participation yesterday. I think it was around five counties. Through that.
and then I can start putting them into the spreadsheet. So it was good participation, definitely from that corner of the state, and so it's decent participation overall. All right, we're going to go to KBAU next, and then I'm going to take a standby here to see if there's anybody else waiting to join in. KBAU next, you are up for comments, sir. How are things in the area of Oxford?
Remote already in this mode.
Yeah, pretty well. KFA DRC, KFA did well.
Mount Clemens, disconnected.